are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What it do? Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. Got my boy Juanito. What it do?
Good, G. Been a minute. How you been, bro?
Chilling, man. Chilling. What's good, man? 2021, we here, man.
We made it.
We here. New president. New fucking. New same crazy shit going on. What'd you think about this president?
They all shitty, man. They just need to put me in president spot.
Damn. What'd you think about the last president?
Gave us some good stimulus checks. That's about it.
That's all you liked?
That's all I liked, man.
Man, things were booming, man. Market was good. Fucking. I made the most money I've ever made in my life.
Under that administration.
Gas prices were good.
They were.
You know what I mean? Like, the housing market was cool. Now everything seems fucking, everybody seems like in panic. You were able to buy guns and ammo. Mm-hmm. Fucking, that shit's all skittish now.
I missed that.
That shit's all fucking skittish now. When you think about the government, what do you think about them? Do you think it's just like one dimensional? You think it's just Biden? Gosh, you think it's...
Man, I really don't.
Who do you think is really running this fucking country right now?
I don't do politics, you know?
You don't politicking?
You know, I don't talk about shit I don't really know, so...
It's all right, man.
I can't give you guys my opinion. I just don't do politics, but, you know...
Do you... What do you think about big tech? Facebook, YouTube... Amazon, what do you think about these motherfuckers? These billionaires and shit.
Man, I don't know. I hear a lot of shit, you know. You can't trust them either. They're watching you, they're listening to you.
I fuck with Elon Musk, though. That motherfucker doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, man.
You fuck with Elon?
Cool. Yeah, he's pretty cool. I love that shit.
Shit, if I was buying me a new truck right now, I'd buy that Cybertruck. I'll definitely buy that Cybertruck.
Yeah, man.
That motherfucker looks
nice.
Hello, that motherfucker looks sick.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What you been going through? What's good with you?
Chilling, man. Just working, doing this on the side, moving. I'm about to move.
Nice. New house, man. I heard about that. Congratulations.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, we're moving down to CG. So we'll be out there, you know, about 40 miles from Phoenix and shit. Not too bad. Just far enough to...
That's nice, man. Well... Nice way to start it off, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate you.
You
appreciate
and your family.
Thank you, man.
But anyway, you guys that don't know, me and Steven go back a while, man. Kids in school.
Way back.
Sixth grade,
2002.
Whatever. You know, when Reggie was up there. That Christmas Reg.
Damn, my G, we almost for 20 sure. years.
Started off smoking.
Almost 20 years, bro.
Oh, yeah, going hard.
You're
man.
Almost a 20 year
paint.
Homie.
Hard
damn.
In the paint, man. Hell yeah. Those are the true homies. The ones you
bro,
know.
I knew you before I knew my baby mama. Yeah, damn.
That's cool, though, but we always been catching up. We come back and forth. We make up, you know?
Yeah.
We went fucking.
A couple years on, like. Yeah. Well, like 8-10 years, some
yeah,
shit like
bro,
that.
You know, we always come back.
Yeah, we always link
made
back
up. A little trip,
true homies, you know, true homies always ago. Link back up. If you a true homie, like you'll pop back up like it was, you know, like it was just yesterday and
yeah,
shit.
Man,
that's
we just linked up a few weeks ago. We went kayaking up to the fucking lake.
Yeah,
camped out there, did the night fucking kayaking.
What'd you think about that,
dude? That shit was awesome, man.
That shit
our
was...
fucking kayaks were fucking off the hook.
Had the lights man. On. We had those motherfuckers banged yeah, out.
Even though I was dead.
Only people on the lake.
Even
ah,
though I
damn.
Was dead that night, hungover, I still made it out there, man. I still made the best out of it.
Fuck Canyon Lake at night is fucking beautiful. Yeah. If you ain't been to Canyon Lake and you live in Arizona.
Some good stress
go,
relief there.
Go night kayak fishing in that motherfucker. That shit is tight. Like, you see the raccoons, you fucking going through the canyons and shit.
Make we sure got you, to. We got so close up to the rams off the shore.
Oh yeah, we saw
yeah,
we were like 10 feet from some rams. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That shit's a good time. So now we're catching up again.
Your dolphins, man. Your dolphins were good
Cheers,
this year.
Bro. Hell yeah.
Your Xavier dolphins
Howard,
look good.
Best, most interceptions all year. Hell yeah, we got that.
I was impressed by that team.
He came in pretty good. We'll see how he does next year.
Rookie, stays healthy. He's good, man. Yeah. Cardinals, you see what they picked up? JJ.
Yeah, you know, Cardinals is my second team, but I fuck with Miami. They're my favorite team, but Cardinals, you know, my home team. I fuck with Cardinals too.
Suns be fucking it up too right now. Suns been killing it lately.
Third seed or whatever.
I work with some cat that is late, big time Kobe and Lakers fan, and just for the hell, I was like, yeah, I thought 20, you know, just because I'm a betting man. Talking that shit the next day. Yeah. He ain't got nothing to say after that.
Damn, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's nice doing this.
Fuck yeah. Music wise, man, who's killing the fucking rap game right now?
I don't even listen to rap, bro. I'm a country guy and Mexican. Man, country and Mexican music, that's all I fuck with.
Those country. Who's your favorite country singer right now?
Right. I fuck with old country, bro.
Oh,
like that.
You don't fuck with the new country at all?
Fucking Brooks and Dunn, Alan Jackson shit. That's the good country.
I like Alan Jackson.
Come on. Neon Moon, you can't fuck with Neon Moon.
Yeah.
Tennessee Whiskey, man.
Some Tennessee
whiskey, drinking with, man. Hell yeah! And then, you know, some corridos, some good Mexican music too. Fuck yeah!
Yeah. Some of those new country cats, though. That's some good
one. Don't get me going. Don't let me give you a taste, bro.
Get it?
Another time, bro. When got that shit locked in.
So we were talking about the importance of everyday carry, and you know, not a lot of people nowadays are sporting their everyday carry gear. A lot of people. There's people that own guns that don't even carry them half the time. And
it's important, man, to know what you're doing and to protect your family. I suggest everyone you carry, man. It's your only protection out there in the streets, man. In the car. When you know.
Did you see that video a couple weeks ago with the two neighbors that were arguing over the snow? No. You ain't see that video? No. What? Man, so these two neighbors, you know, they lived across the street from each other, and what happened was one of the neighbor and his wife were shoveling the snow from their property and throwing it on like his property. So, you know, he tells them what the fuck, and they start arguing. Then they start arguing, and then they start really fucking talking shit. And one of the neighbors goes inside, grabs his fucking pistol out, comes back out, walks up to him. This dude's still arguing in the middle of the street. Over some snow, pulls his gun out, pops both of them. Then the dude, he goes back inside, grabs the AR, comes back out, and fucking finishes them.
Yeah, don't be one of those fucking gun owners, man. You know?
Yeah, that is.
Do your research first before you get a gun.
Honestly, you got to do an ego check. You got to check your ego at the door. Like, even if, like with me, if somebody's like mean mugging me, and I have my pistol, like, I'm aware, I'm alert, but I'm not, like, trying to cause a situation, because I know right then and there, if I take it to that level, I'm going to end up having to shoot this motherfucker, you know what I mean? And so I try to avoid, like, those kind of confrontations just because I know it can go there. But, man, there was one time I was rolling, man, me and my little brother, was driving, these little youngsters, bro. They're fucking in their cars, like four of them, you know, probably strapped up, but I'm strapped and ready, you know. They're fucking around. I'm strapped and ready with the 33 round clip on my shit, like, and I'm just like, I told my little brother, I was like, if these motherfuckers pull a gun, hit your fucking recliner and just fall back, and I'm gonna light them up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were fucking around, you know, we were driving a couple miles. We were just keeping to, you know, doing our own thing. We weren't really trying to escalate, because once you escalate it, then it's to that level, you know what I mean?
Life decision time.
It's not even life decision time. It's like it's going to go to that stage of the game. And, you know, that was the right move to not, you know, escalate it to another, not antagonize, and not, because if, you know, you antagonize, then you got different problems, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you got different problems, then you got to have to testify and do all this crazy shit. And
wants to do all that.
You ever heard of, like, the insurance shit for like, people that everyday carry and shit?
No.
You ever heard about that? It's like, U.S.
USCC?
USCC.
Yeah, I do that. I'm in it.
You're in it?
Yeah, I got my app and shit.
What? Yeah. How you like it?
Dude, you learn something new every day.
What?
Yeah.
That's check what's up, man. That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. Yeah. How long you been in that?
Like 2-3 months, bro. Barely.
How you like? And you like it?
Yeah. And they give you a bunch of information, like even if they want to offer you classes, you know, different guns, how they operate, you know.
The Hellcat. That's a good gun.
Can't really see this, but it has a lot of options. But yeah, I fuck with it.
That's what's up. Cool. That's crazy. But
anyway, yeah. Back to this EDC shit. Yeah. People, you guys should do it. Get your shit straight. What's important to you, to what you do every day, set it up yourself.
Yeah. Everybody's EDC is going to be different. That's facts. Like, my boy just broke his bag down. He got like 55 pockets on this patch.
You need to be ready for anything. Bro.
And yeah, his shit is packed. He ready.
Yeah. Just definitely ready. Video. Next week.
We'll Nasty Backpack approved. Definitely.
Yeah. We'll drop a video of our shit.
Yeah. We're definitely going to be dropping some videos. Yeah, definitely. Collaborating with that. And
what are you carrying? What do you carry for you every day?
Right now, my I just started building my Glock 20. You know, I threw a Holosun red dot 307C on it. I got a little flashlight on the bottom that I got off of Amazon. Didn't spend too much bread on that.
Lights
it works. Light, yeah, it works. It works, but you know, I'm always about upgrading, and you know, I'm still working on my XD9. I want to build my XD9 and get that rolling. But
cool.
And then I roll with it with the Tunchi clip on it. So
no, you know, holster.
The holster is minimal. You know what I mean? Just
like
just
me,
enough.
I fuck with three different holsters depending on what I'm doing for the day.
Yeah.
I run three holsters. But I carry a 43X. You know. Nothing to clip. It's empty. I love it, man. You know.
Small, and you got those. Are those sights stock?
No.
You put those on?
Yeah, these are some. What are they? Fucking Trigicon night sights. You seen them right now? Fucking light up nicely.
Yeah, now they do. They really do.
Gives it a nice look.
And so I thought the Glock 43 already had a great sights on it, but
got a Hive mag release, Hive mag extension plus 2, so I'm rocking 12 right now. Just waiting to get those shield arm S15 mags in.
Ooh.
That should be nice. You know, like I said, three different holsters.
Yeah, you pack, you definitely.
New baby.
9mm?
Yeah, hell yeah,
9mm. 9mm is really.
Nice little shot.
I think my next gun might be a 9mm. I like the 9mm. It's a little hard to find ammo, but if you go out there and you search and search and search, you know, it's popping up. You just got to be on it. Everybody's buying up the ammo as soon as it comes in. There's actual videos on YouTube of what exactly they break it down, exactly what's going on in the country with the ammo. Check that, search that on YouTube, and you'll catch the what's going on with the ammo search.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Shortage. I just got my hands on 200 rounds of 9mm. That's all I can get. So you got to be lucky when you.
If you can buy 200 rounds, always buy 200 rounds. Always buy the. If you find ammo, always buy the max amount that you can find, because, you know, it when it's not there, you know, it could be gone the next day. I was at Cabela's one day, and I see these dudes in front of the ammo, and they're like right in front of the ammo. You know, they're conversating over it, and I walked by, and I thought it was 45. It was personal defense ammo, so I walked by it. I'm like, you know what, my brother owns a 45, let me go grab a pack for him, find out it's 10mm. When I went back, they bought all the 10mm up and left one box that was all fucking busted up. I still bought it because they gave me like a discount for the box being all tore up, but I mean, I was able to find some, you know, 10, you know. That's what I'd be rocking most of the time with my 10. So
I just saw some 10 mil at fucking Bass Pro Shop when I got
my 9mm. Oh, did you? When'd you buy that?
But I didn't know anyone needed 10 mil. I don't know.
When'd you buy that?
Fucking Wednesday, last week. Like around 10 a.m.
I'm about to take a drive out there.
Yeah. Fucking people were coming for seconds, bro. I seen them buy at the register, took their shit to the car, came back into the fucking.
And that's what's fucking up the game. Stop doing that. Man. Whoever's doing don't that shit, greedy, don't be doing that.
Do something for us, man.
Buy your limit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, you greedy.
Don't call your fucking nana up
take
to go.
Take all your fucking family. Hey,
stand in line to get your 16-year-old in line to buy boxes and shit.
Yeah. You know, I fuck with other shit too. I got my shoddy too.
Ooh.
For that home defense also.
I just bought the shoddy, but you know what? I think I'm just going to use that to shoot and just hunt. If I'm going to do some kind of bird hunting, I'm going to use that. But, I mean, I got other stuff to pull out if it's personal defense and it's, you know, shotgun's not going to be my best option. I got other shit that is
taking up too much time to get it out and fucking load it up.
I got five in the mags that I have right now. They're five shots. Yeah. They sell a 10-round mag for, and they sell a 20-round and a 28-round mag for. But I ain't got those yet. But the pistol, my pistol holds 15, and that's
plenty.
It's 10 millimeter, man. That's plenty. You gotta be careful how you're shooting that. You know, you can't just shoot that shit through. That shit will fly through houses and walls and shit. So you gotta be careful with that. You want that shit. You want to be hitting what you're shooting on that one. So, and I also have my 9mm, but I don't know. Different situations require different. What I'm gonna grab. You know what I mean? You know, if I'm having multiple problems and there's three cars pulled up by my house, and I might just pull out 308 AR-10 on that ass.
Dude, let me tell you, I always gotta stay ready. I tell me and my girl all the time here. Let's stay ready, have our shit right here close to us, because across the street, these people are sketchy. I think they sell drugs. They always have cars coming up, parking right here in front of our shit.
Oh.
And we just look out our window and, like, they just walk to the side gate. For sure, they're selling some shit, bro. So, I'm not putting my address out there, guys, but yeah. But for this reason, we fucking stay ready, man. We never know what's going to happen, you know. One of those crackheads can just get the wrong house, come up in here. I have fucking kids. I have my daughter, my four kids. It's just, you gotta stay ready. Protect your family.
Do you carry pepper spray with you at all?
I don't. My girl does. I got her that because, you know, I carry my guns.
Start carrying some pepper spray, man, because if you ever find yourself in a position where you don't have your firearm with you, or you can't take your firearm.
I can fight too, bro. I got my hands are registered weapons. I'm black belt too, so. I'm fucking a dog.
You got that. You got that kung fu hustle. But
I can shop too, man. Shit.
Yeah, we definitely.
We came from the hood.
You definitely want to have your. You definitely want to have your stand up game right, because man, if you watch some of these videos out here, people are getting fucking dropped left and right. People are just walking past motherfuckers and just getting sucker punched from the. You know. When I'm walking, I always try to pay attention to everything that's going around me and just kind of see. Everybody, because you never know when that person is just, you know, might be on one, or you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You always gotta be ready for combat. So. But I carry some pepper spray with me, definitely. Okay, you don't know you're gonna fight three, four guys.
One I just got my girl. It has a fucking a ink on it too. It's like the ink that when people rob the bank, they have that
what?
Ink packs.
Dye pack?
So, yeah, those dye packs. That's what it's called. So this one has a dye pack in it too. You can shoot the pack, so when they take off, it's easier to spot them. The cops can spot them from the dye all over them.
Oh,
so that's
shit.
Just pretty nice.
That's pretty,
it's pretty
dope.
New.
That's dumb. I'm about to check that out. Yeah. I like that.
For sure. Give me a second, bro.
Yeah, no problem. So
go ahead. Bring up another topic, man.
Shit, I be carrying this one right here. It's a Sabre, but it's pretty good. I like it because it shoots about 100 feet. It got like a 20-foot range on it, so this one's pretty cool right here. It got a little finger guard.
Yeah, I like it.
I just keep this shit in my pocket and just in case, you know, you never know when you're gonna have to pull that shit out. But if you know you've got a bar or something, you want something a little bit, you know, you can't take your gun in there, so you gotta make sure that you.
That's what I was about to ask you, bro. So I'm gonna get my CCW, even though you don't need it in Arizona to conceal a weapon, but. If you have that license, it gives you a little extra opportunities. Yeah, exactly. You can take it into the bar. You have a little bit more privileges.
Take it into schools, and you can take it.
Exactly. And for that, like, the one reason I want to get it, because still going, I'm always close to my kid's school and I always have it on me, so just to be safe, you need that CCW regardless. Even definitely. Though Arizona still good laws with that, but still, I recommend getting your CCW just so if anything happens, you still have that. For, yeah.
So what's the next combat rifle you're gonna get?
Oh man, I want me a little backpack fucking 300 blackout.
300 blackout?
Oh, yeah, that's my next move, man. Let me do my little baby a watch. Carry with me every day in my bag.
What? Is it going to fit in this one?
Yeah, man. For sure it'll fit in this one.
You know what I was looking at? I was really wanting the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 in a 40 caliber.
Nice.
And I couldn't find it nowhere, man. I couldn't find it. I ended up buying that TNW survival pistol.
That little green one you got?
Mm-hmm. 10 millimeter.
That's nice, man. From the photo that I seen.
That's on, man. That shit's locked on. You shit sticking.
We need to go, man. Test them all out.
You sticking it with that, man. That thing is deadly. Yeah. But yeah, man. That shit hits right.
Yeah, man. So how's your family, man? What you got going on with them?
Family's good, man. Just chilling, man. We're just on the chill shit.
How many kids you got?
Between me and my wife, we got six.
Nice.
We want one more. At least one more.
Damn, bro, I would have took a ball off her.
Yeah, anything. We want at least one more. You know, we get it, bro, cool. But kids, you know what? Cool, we just bought into a fucking timeshare, so
I got the
hookups on the travel. I'll throw the link in the description where you can get 4 days, 3 nights, for $99. You'll see the locations. Up in Vegas, up in all kinds of different spots. It's with Westgate. So any of the Westgate resorts, there's one in Orlando, there's one in Tennessee. The one in Tennessee is real fucking sick. That's the one me and my girl want to go to. But one in Vegas, you got the Westgate in Vegas. Fucking, it's dope. It's dope little shit, you know. Now, I know it's not the best thing to throw your money into if you don't market yourself right. You know, if you just buy it and let the shit just sit there and, you know, it's going to be costly and shit. But I got a little plan on the hustle that I think I'm gonna make it work, man. I think we're gonna make it work and make some bank off. I'm trying to get in that real estate game though. With the Vegas for my first time, that was wild.
Nice.
Vegas, that me and my girl went for Valentine's Day.
She popped his cherry.
I mean, somebody's cherry got popped out there. Well, but it was cool.
Pandemic, bro, like you had to go when it was back in the days, dog.
They were only about 30. Well, everybody was saying it was 30%, but it looked fucking wild over there. It was crazy. Shit was definitely popping. Definitely. I mean, it was dope. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much. I want to move out there.
Shit.
Like, for real. It's like, fucking, I heard the housing market's really dope out there, so I'm like, god damn.
Glad you had fun, man.
Yeah, that shit was wild. Hey, saw that nice new Raiders.
With you, man.
Saw that new Raiders stadium, that shit's wild.
Fuck the Raiders, man. Fuck the Raiders.
Stadium's sick, though. That shit looks hard.
It's cool, yeah. Cowboys got a cool stadium, too, but fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah, fuck the Cowboys.
Hell yeah, man. So.
Fuck them boys. Cowboys, what do you think about them? How do you think their season was this year?
Cowboys? I don't even... They're in the NFL, bro? They play football? I never heard of that.
Supposedly.
Damn, they must suck or something. They never come up.
Yeah.
I don't hear them.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just fucking, nah, man. Fuck them. I just don't like them because, you know, they got a lot of fans and they all talk shit, but they make people fucking hate them.
Are Cowboy fans loyal fans most of the time?
Some, yeah, I got some family that, you know, they stay loyal to the Cowboys, but they always talking shit. They actually made me fucking hate the Cowboys. That's why I hate them. They always talking that shit.
But, see, most of my peeps, they're
you're
Pittsburgh
Miami
fans.
Dolphins, this and that. So, you know, oh, well, fuck, you're in the Cowboys. Everyone likes their own team, so whatever.
What made you a Miami fan?
I don't know. I was just born a Miami fan, man. My dad grew me up as a Miami fan. He was a Miami fan. when I was a little kid, he used to take me to, you know, Marino games when they would come here at the ASU stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember those, man. Yeah. I had my little Marino jersey, even though we were in nosebleeds.
Damn Marino!
Still there, man. But yeah, I fuck with my Dolphins hard, man. Die hard fan.
What do you think about Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl this year?
Dude, Tom Brady.
What do you think about
that? I hate to say it, but, like, you know, I hate him, but he's good. He's good, man. He deserves all that appreciation, like, you know.
You
I
know
give him
what?
The respect, but I fucking hate him still. You know, he lost our chances a
I
lot.
I stopped hating Tom Brady when he got about 37, 36 years old. And, you know, after they lost Wes Walker and they, you know, they lost Aaron Hernandez and started losing players. And all they really had was Gronk and Edelman. Like, and you still see Tom Brady getting championships with that. Like, and not saying, I mean, you got the best tight end in the fucking world. Like, and I think most of his career he owes to having such a great quarterback that was able to throw him the, you know, mm-hmm. so many, able to give him the looks when he needed to give him the looks. And,
but yeah, I give him my respect, but, you know, I still hate him because he was with the Patriots, you know, always took our chances with Miami, like, so they were our fucking enemies. But he went to Tampa, man, his fucking first year, another damn Super Bowl. That was some bullshit, though, huh?
But, I mean, he deserves it. Yeah. Tom Brady is definitely, I mean, I love seeing legends in our flesh, you know what I mean? Like, we grew up to see Jordan, we grew up to see Tiger Woods, we grew up to see fucking Kobe, LeBron, and Tom Brady, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy shit, man, when you got a fucking living legend, you know, out there performing still at over 40 plus, and fucking still throwing fucking, and he looked good, the balls look good this season, like.
You get better with age.
Shit, man. Damn, he's definitely still got game. How old do you think he's gonna go?
He still got a few years in him. Watch. He's still got another Super Bowl going, man.
Another one?
I still think so. Fuck.
I mean, he made it look easy this year. Yeah. He made this shit look easy, and you know they're gonna do some kind of recruiting.
He's got it, man.
You know,
just that. You know, you gotta have those good teammates too. Fucking Bruce Arians knew what he was fucking doing when he went to Tampa. Fucking.
You know, I thought they had a little rocky start, you know, when they first started rolling, but they eventually got it figured out. You know, yeah. Gronk, I mean, Brady wanted Antonio Brown over there.
He got him at the end of the fucking
game. He fucking made it happen.
Touchdown at the Super Bowl. Motherfuckers.
Antonio Brown's going to be a beast next year. You watch. Like, that team's going to be impressive again next year. I think they're going to have a better year next year than they will this year. I think they'll definitely be they're definitely going to be there next year.
Yep.
He's definitely going to dominate
football.
Man.
Sucks that it's not on right now, man.
You play fantasy football at all?
Nah, I don't fuck with that.
What? Yeah. I won my league this year. Kill that shit. If y'all listening, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all got your asses whooped this year. Straight ran that shit.
I never fucked with fantasy football, man.
What?
Just stay away.
You're going to have to jump in on with this next year. Just try it out, man. It's fun. It definitely makes watching football a lot more funner.
Yeah, because you got to do
the especially fucking, if you got the Red Zone channel, man. You watching every touchdown, bro. Everyone you're watching all day. Every Sunday. Monday. This year was a good year for football, though. There was a lot of football. Like,
dude, fucking, I didn't, like, every fucking team had good fucking plays. Everyone was doing good. So
yeah, it was a good year for football. Not, you know,
a lot of good games this year.
And then there was like there was a lot of football during the week. It wasn't just, you know, the typical Monday, Thursday
thing. They had
I think they need to keep that type of schedule for next year, because that shit was
Thursdays and Saturdays. So.
Yeah. It was definitely Tuesdays and shit, like,
yeah, bro. Check out my Dolphin shit. Got a little Dolphin helmet, my Marino.
My boy definitely got the man cave.
Damn, Marino, look at this guy. What's up, bro? His helmet comes off too.
Yeah, I was watching fucking
This is vintage, bro. This is vintage.
Vintage Marino. I was watching Ace Ventura the other day with Marino. I was watching that shit.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, man.
Cheers drinking to all of you too, man.
Modelo's on a Saturday night out here in Phoenix, AZ. We just opened the city back up. What do you think about that?
It's cool. It's cool.
You still wearing a mask?
Yeah, I am.
I'm still wearing a mask too. Like, it's just, I think until it's
just because I like
it. And you know what? Mask. I caught COVID and I got the fucking shots, both of them.
I caught COVID last year in the beginning. But I'm not getting the shot right now. Fuck this shot.
I got it last year in the beginning too, but they didn't have tests for it yet. So
I think that vaccine is bullshit, man. I ain't getting it.
You ain't getting it?
Hell no. If the school requires my kids to get it, we ain't getting it. We already talked, me and my girl.
What school? Your kids go to school in here?
No, they go to Acacia up on Thunderbird.
That's what's up.
We don't believe in that fucking vaccine. We ain't getting it, so.
No. Hey.
Everyone's different. You guys do what you guys want.
We know that's a good thing about being American.
We do what we want.
You get the fucking pick what the fuck you want to do, and which, you know, if you want to get a shot, get a shot. If you want to fucking not get a shot, don't get a shot. I mean, that's just the way it is. Like that's what we grew to fucking believe in, and you know, you have your rights, and you know. I think it's. I think when it comes to that shit, it's fucking. I be listening to people that you know, everybody that listens to this podcast, y'all know what side of the fence I'm on this shit. But all I tell people is pay attention to your fucking news, do your own fucking research, and don't listen to fucking just one fucking person. Because if you're listening to just one fucking person or one fucking news site, you're probably brainwashed. You know what I mean? And
well, like I was saying earlier, bro, like I don't really get into politics and all that shit. Like,
you should, you know, though.
Like, I do my own thing.
To a certain extent. To a certain extent, you should. And I'll send you some links on people to follow. You know, you gotta follow like real news where you're really getting the real fucking stories. Because if you're watching certain news stations just spin lies all fucking day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I never put my opinion out there anyway, so yeah. I see all this new shit, I just keep scrolling, you know.
At the end of the day, you gotta keep doing what you gotta do for yourself, and that, like, you know, that's why the EDC is so important, that's why having a good spirit, being good with your family is so important, because you never know, like, the way shit is nowadays, you never know which way this shit's gonna go.
Yeah, you guys. Stay tuned for that EDC, you know, drop.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna, when we do that video, I'll definitely put the link in the description on this channel right here. This is, you know, on the Nasty Backpack Podcast, y'all already know. But, yeah, that's the way we rolling right now. EDC is definitely...
our topic.
Definitely the topic.
We went off topic. Big time, bro. Like, we're supposed to talk about our EDC and guns and shit. Look at us now.
We did cover some guns. You know, but the gun thing is just, what do you think about the gun laws that they're trying to pass? You heard about any of those gun laws?
About the taxes they're trying to add and shit to it?
It's called, I think it's called like H1, R1, or some shit like that. I forgot exactly what the name of the bill, but it's where, yeah, they definitely want us to pay an $800 tax, I believe it is. And you gotta, there's all kinds of shit they're trying to pass right now.
Yeah, I heard a little about, but I really didn't look into it.
If they charge an $800 tax, are you buying any guns?
Hell legally? Nah, man.
Legally, at least?
Nah.
If
they did that, like, I'm good with what I got.
Let me ask you this. If they put a tax on guns, do you think that lowers the crime rate? You think it's going to affect the crime rate at all?
It's going to make it worse. People are going to be trying to steal guns, break into their house, stealing people's weapons and shit.
What I don't get is why they think that putting restrictions on guns that affect law-abiding citizens... Why do they think that criminals are going to give a fuck about the law? Why do they think that? Like,
made a point.
Like, why do they think that we're that stupid that they're going to, you know, put the fucking law in effect and fucking, it's only going to affect me and you, and a billion other Americans, you know what I mean, that are law-abiding citizens. Like, fucking nuts. The world is getting nutty, bro. It's getting really fucking nutty nowadays, and that's why I tell people to check your fucking news for different resources. Don't just watch one fucking news station.
Yeah, watch or just Channel listen. 3, 5, and 10.
Yeah, watch. And that, it is really good to watch news on both sides of the channel, both sides of the politics. You know, it's definitely good to watch fucking the news from both sides. I watch both news stations. Well, I watch multiple news stations, but the mainstream ones, I watch both, you know, Fox and CNN, just to see which one is feeding me the real bullshit.
Yeah, the different stories they say.
Yeah, like just what they're talking about, what, you know, what's important to them. Like, they're fucking scary, bro. If you don't fucking do that research, if you don't do that little bit of research, they got you right where they want you. You know what I mean? Yep. They got you right where you want. They want you because then they just write you off as theirs, you know? You just fall in the mix. Did you vote this year?
Nope.
You didn't vote?
No, like I'm telling you, I don't do no politics. I'm independent. Like, I worry about myself and my family. And what I got to follow a lot of some here and there, but like I said, politics ain't my thing. I just live my life.
What if you, like, researched your fucking voters, like, your name, and found out that somebody voted for you?
I voted last time, bro.
I did too.
As an independent voter, like,
I voted for Obama. I voted for Obama in 2012. I mean, he made me regret it like in 3 months. For reals. Because Sandy Hook had happened, and then they started pushing all kinds of shit. Like, and I started doing some research, and I started seeing some shit. I was like, why is all this weird shit happening around Sandy Hook? Like, a lot of weird shit in that whole. And we're probably going to get in trouble for this shit, for saying some shit, but I don't really believe that shit went down like that, you know what I mean?
Let me close my doors in my garage, dude, before the CIA comes up in
here. Oh, shit, CIA.
Lock my shit.
But for real, it's like, dude, I saw this video on YouTube where this lady broke it down, like, to the science of everything, and she has so much evidence.
She's a whistler.
And you cannot, pretty much a whistler, yeah. And you cannot find that video no more. Like, YouTube banned it. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was crazy because it was nuts. Like, the evidence that she showed, like, had me thinking, like, did they stage this shit? Did they fucking stage a fucking mass murder? Like, you know, Columbine happened. You know, we saw evidence of Columbine. We didn't see too much evidence of Sandy Hook, you know what I mean? You would think if you go back to every mass shooting or every terrorist attack, you see what the fuck happens in that shit. You see the blood, you see the bodies, you see... Right. We didn't see that shit at Sandy Hook, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of weird shit. And then you watch that video, I wish I could find that video. But that video, like, opened my eyes to, like, see shit. And I'm just like, I don't think that shit happened. Yeah. I mean,
I get in my moods, too, where I'm doing conspiracy theories like that, too.
But you can't even say this shit no more. You can't even say shit. Like, you can't even have an opinion on shit because they try to fucking
take
shut
you
that.
Down.
Yeah, like, now that's the new thing. I'll tell you, this shit might get in trouble right here on this motherfucking...
Like, they already clicked onto it. Like, what the fuck are they talking about over there?
Yeah, what? Tell you what?
They got our government name in their mouth right now.
I'm telling you, bro, like...
Fuck this.
These big tech companies, they're fucking... They're crazy, man. We live in a crazy time. We gotta be careful what...
Yeah.
We gotta stop relying on technology so much because... They're weaponizing the shit, man.
They're turning you fucking, into robots.
You
man.
Go on Facebook and you go on Amazon and you search something on Amazon, that shit's gonna be on your Facebook.
They're preparing us for the fucking future, man. We're robots.
Something. You ever see, you watch any Joe Rogan at all?
Nah.
Gotta start watching some Joe Rogan, bro. Nah. Joe Rogan's the shit. If y'all ain't watching the Joe Rogan podcast, y'all fucking tripping. But, you know, since he got off of YouTube and went to Spotify. I haven't watched it. I don't have Spotify. I need to download it. But the Rogan podcast is shit. That's like the number one podcast in the world, I would say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you gotta definitely check that shit. He puts a lot of good people on there. But a lot of shit they talk about, you know, all kinds of different shit. That's why I like that. That's what this podcast is based off of, you know, having that conversation where you can just talk about anything. But I ain't got no horse in the race, so you know, we just roll over here. We talk about whatever the fuck we want to talk about and shit.
Whatever.
Fucking, whatever. You know what I mean? So it's just.
Hope you guys are still sticking in there with us.
Definitely still stick around. You know, we just rumbling right now on different topics. We drinking some Modelos on the Saturday night. Yeah.
I'm excited for that video that we're going to do, though.
Excited in the YouTube game.
Be my first one, man.
Well, yeah, we definitely gonna get my boy on camera. He ain't been on there yet, but we gonna make some shit happen. You did the TikTok shit a little bit, dude. You still rocking that?
Yeah, little TikTok, but like that's not the same as fucking recording yourself on YouTube and always having it.
No
shit, bro. But yeah,
it's pretty much the same shit. You know, you just kind of the more you practice, like. The more polished you'll get, you'll do it over time, and you'll get there. It's all in the mix, man. You'll see, y'all will see, because after this move, studio's going up, video's gonna be coming weekly.
And we'll be back.
Podcasts are gonna be coming weekly.
I'm gonna partner up with you, man.
We're gonna hit this shit running.
Partner up with all these other famous YouTubers and get our fucking EDC shit together.
Urban Prepper, you hear this shit? Urban Prepper.
Invite them all. Whoever fucking deals with us. Let's do it. Come on.
That's it. So, what other hobbies you fucking with? What else you do on your spare time, your free time and shit? Man.
Like I said, right now I'm trying to go straight, so I'm giving up the weed smoking. I smoke weed, so I'm gonna give that up.
That's huge.
Got future plans, so I got to give up smoking. So to occupy me for the meantime, I'm gonna start me up some little whiskey glasses and sip on some fucking, you know, little glasses and pop open some cigars and chill.
That's real.
Do a little chill time. Read some magazines while, you know, instead of getting high on weed, I'll do that.
That shit just became legal out here. Like, fucking, that's crazy that when it comes legal, now people are quitting.
I've been doing it for a long time, man, since I was like 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, remember them days.
Yeah, so it's about time, you know. I'm 33 now. Time to make them big boy moves.
Hey, you know, you gotta do that sometimes. Sometimes you gotta sit back and step out of your skin and take a look at your life and see what you can do different.
I'm doing good. You know, I got my house, you know, my new car, but someone always wants more, you know. I want more for my family. I want a bigger house.
That's it.
You know, it's me, my choice. I want better. I want more. So I got to push myself.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is. You got to keep that motivation. You got to keep rolling and have your short-term goals and your long-term goals and you just gotta keep going, keep pushing, man. Like, I love working, man. I love making money. Like, it's
you gotta live.
Yeah, like if I knew I could work 12-hour days and get fucking, man, I've been doing this shit a long time ago. But
yeah, I work 4-hour days, but still getting that salary.
Yeah, definitely gotta fucking.
See, too easy for me. Like, it's too good to be true. But I want more, so. I'm gonna do something else.
Yeah. What do you got in mind?
I can't really tell my secret, man. Confidential. I'll release it when
we got HIPAA. We got HIPAA on the line.
I'll release it when I actually get that deal done.
Oh, okay. I see.
Actions speak better than words, you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'll show you. I'll roll up.
Definitely. How's how you guys been rolling through the whole COVID restrictions and shit? How has that affected your family, like, as far as, like, school and how
really,
work?
Like,
and...
Not really, because we try to make the best out of it. Like, we try to get out, get the kids out, the wife out. Like, we'll go hike, take little road trips up north to Sedona, Flagstaff. We try to get out the house so we're not stuck in here. Because the kids are in here all week because of school. They're doing their laptop work here at home. My girl's working at home. So they're always here at home. So we try to be out. We go out. We go to drive-ins, to the parks. We try to get ourselves out. Definitely. So they're not, you know, just home and bored.
Does your wife work?
Yeah, she's homework from home.
Oh, okay. If you work from home, then yeah, you gotta kind of.
Yeah, they want to get out, so you know,
see, like, take them out. Like in our household, me and my wife both work, so it's like, it's this fucking, these kids being home all day, fucking not being in school. That shit's been really
stressful, man.
Stressful, man. Like you gotta fucking find babysitters. And even babysitting fucking fees gone up over the last. Yeah, they got a COVID fee on there now and shit. You motherfucker paying a premium and shit on these kids. Should be wild though, you know. Like these are crazy times, man. This is like the way
we're living through history, man. We're gonna be in the books.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Definitely
going in the books, man. This is all. I feel like we're just one big experience right now. Do you think that shit was launched out of a Chinese lab?
The COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. Like I said, if I don't know, I can't speak it. So, you know, I'm not going to give you guys bullshit. I don't really know. So, someone tell me where it came from.
They say Chinese lab. They said that shit broke out, you know?
I was hearing like from a bat pissed in food and shit.
Those were the first, because that shit does come from bats and shit like that. Motherfuckers be eating that, but the city it came out with just happened to have the lab that was fucking building that fucking motherfucker, and then somehow the shit just popped out, you know? I don't know if it was purposely or fucking, you know.
It was purposely, bro. It's fucking, they're trying to control world population.
You think that's what it is?
Nah, I don't know what it is, but that's could be one of the reasons. But
I mean, China already has like.
Well, we have population. Over like what? How many deaths from this already?
A lot.
Over a million.
A lot. I thought my wife was gonna die from that when she got. She didn't want to go to the hospital.
She was scary. Yeah. What do you
think? She don't want to get the vaccine either. And I'm like,
around the whole world. Come on, man.
It's fucking people. World
population.
It's definitely.
That's why that vaccine has something to do with it. You get that shit, they're fucking keeping track of you. Like, they put they didn't vaccinate you with nothing. They put a chip in you, man.
I mean, they did something.
They put a chip in you.
They did something. I did get it though. They're probably chipping this conversation right now. Got the shit on chip. You got more of these?
Yeah, bro.
Let's get another one. Let's get another round. Let's get another round. Get another round.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was. You know, I really like the time. I really like the times. It doesn't even give a fuck about like Trump and shit like that. But I definitely life was. Just seemed a little bit better, like before all this change this year, you know, this last couple months, you know, and then you know, Biden jumps in office and then cuts fucking 10,000 jobs on the fucking pipeline, and now gas is fucking
high as
fucking $4 a gallon almost and shit.
Stupid.
Like,
you know what I do like about him is that he brought his dogs into office, because you know I fuck with dogs.
Yeah,
that shit was dope. I thought that was cool.
He did bring his fucking
dogs.
If I
was president, I'd bring my fucking dogs too, and my fucking cat.
Yeah,
respect my fucking animals.
he did bring the dogs, but he also brought fucking a high ass fucking gas bill. And then with all the shit that happened in Texas, now we're not even fucking energy independent no more.
Yeah, really.
Like, that shit's fucking nuts to me.
Hell yeah. So, let me tell you guys a little bit about myself, I guess. So, yeah, I'm 33. I got 5 kids. Beautiful kids. Two 13-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and 2 7-year-olds. I got twins. Set of boys of twins, man. Beautiful blue eyes. You guys should see them. Right, boy?
You got a set of twins, huh?
Yeah, I got twins.
Ah, that's fucking wild. You know, crazy. You're the second homie of mine that got twins. You ever met my homie Carlos?
You learn to love it, man. I love fucking being a father, but, you know, it has its ups and downs. You know, you hate it sometimes, but it's beautiful. I love my twins.
I gotta love you. You gotta love your kids, man. That's the most important thing, man. You gotta love your kids. You gotta believe in your kids. Like, my daughter sent me some shit the other day. Like, she got accepted for, like, some MA program. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, daughter, like, you're so much more smarter than that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck the MA program. Go straight for, like, the doctor program. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't sell yourself short, because you don't want to just do an MA program and then get stuck in the MA program and shit and fucking, you know, yeah, definitely. Send me this right here.
I'll send you this. So what I'm showing him.
Definitely gotta.
So what I'm showing him right now on my phone is just a screenshot of that I took. Some positive things to say to your child. You know, it goes through a list. I'm going to send it to him. But yeah, it's helpful, man, to remind you to just be there for your kids.
That's it, man. You got to be there, because if you ain't there for your kids, who else is going to be there? Yep. And I think a lot of kids just get, you know, they don't have, maybe not have, you know, that kind of positivity in their life like that, where they're, you know, that's, I feel like that's how a lot of kids fuck up in the world, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of young ones out there.
For sure.
Definitely, what do you think is worse right now? Our drug pandemic or COVID pandemic?
Yeah, both.
I don't know. A lot of these kids are fucking overdosing on this shit, man. Yeah. This fucking fentanyl shit.
That's why you don't fuck with that shit, man.
It's just wild, right?
Fuck with it, guys. Just do weed. That's it. Don't go further than that.
I don't even know how that shit got cool. How did that shit get cool?
What?
Like fentanyl and stuff.
I don't know. Fucking.
You know,
it just, like, people just started mixing it in with all kinds of drugs and shit. And it's a strong one, I guess. So whatever they mix it with, it just fucking boosts it. And
wow.
You fuck.
It's just wild, bro. Like, yeah. That shit, it's 30 times stronger than heroin.
Yeah.
30 times stronger than heroin. That's crazy. Yeah. If y'all know anybody that is addicted to fentanyl, addicted to pills or opiates, holla at me. I got some resources for them that, you know, or shit like that. Especially if you're in the Arizona area, like, I definitely could kick some resources for that. Yeah.
Hit them up.
You know, that's kind of what I want to do. I want to become like my dream job would be doing like case management work straight from my home, but being able to do it to like people in like Nebraska or people in fucking Ohio, or
can set it up, man.
And figuring out like the resources out there, and because if you got good connections, man, you can make anything happen for anybody with good connections. Sure,
there you
know
go,
I mean?
You got an idea.
I'm gonna think about it, man. Because I'm pretty good at this shit, so I'm gonna have to figure the shit out, man, and fucking get out there and fucking do some shit. You been doing any fishing?
I went one time from the last time we went, and I took my kids up there. I caught little fucking bass, bluegill.
Where'd you go?
Where did I go? I took them up to Pleasant, actually.
Pleasant?
Yeah. Took the car up there, fucking 4x4.
I haven't been to Pleasant since they started putting all the restrictions. I haven't been down there because they fucking... You can't be over there like that. I don't know. Now it should be fully open now, from what.
For me, it's been like a little over a month that I was down there.
That's not bad. All my equipment and shit's in storage right now, so I fucking haven't been able to. But you know what I bought? I bought one of these, and I bought it for my EDC pack. Like, that's gonna go on my like regular EDC pack, not my urban shit. But I bought this little Hope. It's a K-Bar too. It's made by K-Bar. But it's a little hobo fishing setup, and everything fits inside of it. And you just fucking and cast it out there with your hand. It's pretty tight. Yeah,
that's dope.
And then you just roll it back onto the spool. But it's a cool little, like, in a survival situation, yeah. That's going to be the shit you're going to need.
That's dope.
If you find, you know, water supplies with some fish in it and shit, you know.
That's dope. Yeah.
I haven't tried it out yet, though. I gotta shoot a video of me trying out that fucking, catching a fucking something on it. I would like to catch a trout on it. That'd be dope. Mm-hmm. Something that you can cook and eat and fucking... Yeah. If you can do it with that, you can do it with anything, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Yeah, we be capping, man. I haven't been capping in a minute.
I was trying to get ready, brother. I was getting my bug spray. I got my little mattress I'm buying.
Oh, shit.
So I'm getting ready to go camping here soon. Yeah. Next week, I'm heading to California, so taking the kids out to the beach.
Is it open?
I was trying to do camping this weekend, but all the spots I wanted, full, bro, full capacity.
Oh, yeah, fucking waiting for that. Yeah, shit.
So I couldn't get no good spots, so like I'm going to wait on it, go camping later, and you know, next weekend I'm going to take the kids and my girl too.
Is the beach open over there?
Yeah, it has to be throughout the day, yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. She has family out there too, so... Then they go. So, we can get it.
I'm in California's on like the extreme lockdown out there. They still got motherfuckers ain't seen the sun in like 10 days and shit.
It's not that bad. You know, Cali, you don't give a shit.
Cali's a different animal. Vegas, I thought that was amazing when I went over there, though. I thought that shit was
I haven't gone in a minute, but I need to hit it up again.
Yeah, I mean, for as close as it is, to us at least, that's not a bad little setup, man. I got like a bunch of free rooms over there and shit too.
You
so
when you connect, man.
I'm gonna throw you. I got some free ones to throw you. Like you just gotta book it and just call them up and book it.
Hell yeah.
Like the further out you book it, the easier it is to get the days you want.
That's it.
I'll definitely be throwing that. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. Got my boy on it. Go ahead and end it, man.
Juan Jr., man. Like, you'll catch me again on this, and stay tuned for our video next week. You know, shoot some cool shit.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna be
look out for that.
Putting out a bunch of different content this year. So, y'all stay tuned. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.